Courts become battleground in the culture war. By the AFP staff. Two courts in the U.S. have now ruled in favor of states that ban troubled males from trying to play in female sports and use women's bathrooms and changing rooms. It's part of a national pushback in the ongoing culture war against far-left policies that hurt women and children. On January 5, U.S. District Judge Joseph Goodwin upheld West Virginia's Save Women's Sports Law. The measure, enacted in 2022, was designed to ensure that transsexual males, with their physical advantage, could not compete in and dominate women's and girls' sports like has happened in other states. The West Virginia case came only days after the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a Florida high school's policy that students must use the restroom for their biological sex, calling sex an immutable characteristic under Title IX. Activists in academia and government have been trying to water down Title IX laws in the U.S. that, among other things, protect women's and girls' sports. The Biden administration has been trying to conflate biological sex with gender identity, so that men and boys, who call themselves women and girls, can invade female-only spaces like bathrooms and changing rooms and compete against females in sports. At least a dozen states are fighting back. For millennia, humans have known that males have a physical advantage over females. As such, sporting competitions have traditionally been segregated by sex. In the past few years, however, mentally ill males have tried to argue that, if they take cross-sex hormones and call themselves women, they should be allowed to use women's bathrooms and play sports with women and girls. This absurd experiment has only ended in disaster as these men are now dominating women's sports. Leah Thomas is perhaps the most infamous transsexual athlete today. When Thomas first attended University of Pennsylvania in 2018, he competed against men. In 2019, he changed his mind and began taking cross-sex hormones. In 2020, he was allowed to compete in the female division. When Thomas swam against men, Thomas ranked 554th in the men's 200-yard freestyle. 2 years later, though, when he began swimming against women, he jumped to fifth place overall in the exact same category, and that was even after he was slowed by taking estrogen for a year. Compare that to Yale female-to-male transsexual swimmer Isaac Hennig, who now tries to compete against men. In 2021, Hennig was recruited by the Ivy League school to swim against women and ended the season as an NCAA All-American champion. Now, as a member of the men's team, Hennig finished 79th out of 83 swimmers at an Ohio State meet in November 2022, barely beating a man who only has one arm. Thankfully, some sanity is returning to the world. Ruling in favor of West Virginia, Judge Goodwin wrote, "While some females may be able to outperform some males, it is generally accepted that, on average, males outperform females athletically because of inherent physical differences between the sexes. The issue is far from over, however." Last year, four girls lost their lawsuit in Connecticut, after a judge ruled they no longer had standing to sue the state over its transgender policies because they had graduated high school. In the past few years, Connecticut has allowed two confused boys, who say they are girls, to compete against girls in state track and field contests. To no one's surprise, the boys won nearly every meet, setting multiple records for fastest times in the process. The girls sued to end Connecticut's policy, take back the awards from the boys, and have them issued to girls, who had been pushed down in the rankings. The ACLU, who was representing the two boys for free, won the case on a technicality due to the fact that the court case had dragged on for too long and the girls are now in college. They have appealed, and the case is likely to make it to the Supreme Court. Update. On January 18, the ACLU withdrew its lawsuit challenging Indiana's law that protects female sports from male transsexuals, according to a press release from the conservative law firm Alliance Defending Freedom.